Oh, praise be Jesus, everybody. Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse. You guys don't know. Well, you know, but it's like fucking three of the last four episodes have been canceled.
Yeah,
because we're kind of leave it up to, you know, the stand, and we need to be able to use the green room, and sometimes Dave Chappelle needs the green room or other people. So
I heard you was having a show, so I figured I'd come here and reschedule that shit for you.
Thanks, Dave Chappelle. For all that's you audio phenomenal. Listeners only, that's Dave Chappelle.
I would rather be in this green room beating my dick off than know that you are live on YouTube and Rumble, Dan and Polish.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dave Chappelle. So, one note, everybody, this is the final Wednesday episode of The Bathhouse. The Bathhouse is no longer on Wednesday. Starting next week, it's at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have better luck as a result, and it'll just make my life and lovely producer Johnny, the South shall rise again, Johnny Glover, the Southern lover. It'll make both of our lives much easier. So make a note of that. Next Tuesday, 9 p.m. is the first Tuesday episode of The Bathhouse.
And I will be doing a residency every Tuesday at the stand at 9 p.m.
Dave Chappelle!
You might want to change your time again.
Saturday morning.
Tuesday works better.
Joining us, Lev Furr, although you only hear very shortly.
That guy sucks.
Yes, he does. Raj Suresh, Andre Myhre.
Myhre.
My apologies. You've been on the show before. You have not been on the show before. No. So all you need to know is that people call in sometimes and you can hang up on them for any reason.
No reason.
There'll be a red button on here. And the phone lines are open, everybody. 1-888-949-2969. We want to hear from you here over on The Bathhouse. I actually was just in Union Square Station. And, you know, there's like in Williamsburg, there's the Bathhouse. It's like a gay spa thing.
That.
It's not an actual gay spa, but it's a spa. It's actually pretty sick. And then, it's awesome. It's actually awesome. And they heat the whole thing with Bitcoin. Gio sent that to me today. But anyways, they have
Bitcoin info from Gio Perez.
No. He sent me a video of them being interviewed. How all the water there is heated via Bitcoin mining.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that at all.
Not from Gio Perez.
It's just radioactive.
It's not from Gio. He just sent me a link from.
I was just there. They say that the water fueled by Doge.
He does great impressions.
Good impressions. But anyways, they have advertisements all throughout Union Square Station when it just says The Bathhouse.
It's everywhere. On the turnstile things.
Yeah, everywhere. So
that's nice.
I'm going to tell people that was from this budget. So if you're a low-value male / Bathhouse Patreon supporter,
are you thinking
that's where your money goes.
Are you thinking of going there?
To The Bathhouse?
Yeah.
When? No diddy.
I'll go with you. You want to go?
What's a good day?
I mean, you'll displace all the water in the pool, but...
Whenever they go is when I will be there. And I will be doing a pop-up show through the steam.
Okay, we got our first call. Gilly! Hello? Not working, Johnny? It was working when we started, but now it's not working. This is how it goes sometimes, guys. Live shows are hell to do. No dice? What do we do here, Johnny? Okay, let's try it again. Sorry, Gilly. Call back in a moment. Sorry, everybody. This is just how it goes. I'm sure you guys appreciate the professionalism.
Blew the budget on Union Square advertising.
Yeah, I spent all the money on Union Square advertising, exactly. And now this goddamn thing won't load.
You blew the budget.
I blew the budget, yeah.
How do I become one of these budget fellas? Come on, folks.
What's the budget? Yeah. I thought this was for exposure and free.
Hold on. Let's see what happens if we... Johnny, what are we thinking here? Oh, here we go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's ringing. I'm calling him. This is the only call-in show where we call you back.
Fire.
Yeah, we're desperate. We are desperate.
We're like a collection agency. Called us about a week ago. Just wanted to get...
Hey, you called on episode 44. You weren't able to get
wrong
through.
It'd be hilarious if he sends us the voicemail now.
Yeah.
It might. Yeah, it might go to the voicemail because he's trying to... And Gilly, he probably wants to talk about the button he made. We haven't figured it out yet. Johnny bought a new board. And then it doesn't work, though. It's defective. Look at that.
Gay.
We're not even getting picked up by our callers. It doesn't matter.
In, because I'm leaving in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, call
please.
In.
Please.
Lev has 5 minutes. Before we call in, how do you guys shower? What is your shower routine?
I use a washcloth. Do you use a washcloth?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
black.
You're white. Yeah. That's facts. I realize that. Yeah.
I ask every thing, and it's too. But there are some white guys who use washcloths, but only black guys. All black guys.
I use two
washcloths
actually.
I've heard that as well. Yeah. We'll get into that. Okay. Let's see. Hello, Gilly.
Yo.
Let's go. What's up, Gilly? How's it going, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm doing good. Hey, so when you guys try to call me back, it just went straight to, answering machine or something.
I wonder if I'm on some sort of list. I'm on like a spam likely list.
Indeed.
Because it's like a...
Well, of course you're on a list. You're Jewish.
Yeah, you're likely
hey,
to
I make the lists.
You're likely to eat spam.
he must be Jewish as well. That's why the anti-Semitism is allowed. Yes. Yeah.
No,
yes.
No. It's allowed.
It's allowed. Anti-Semitism is good. I can be myself.
Yeah. For sure. Fire. Oh man. You just scored so many points with the audience.
Oh,
right
man.
Oh,
my fire. God. Anti-Semitism. You my might... dick is hard now. Yes.
Dude, just spare my YouTube channel. No That's problem. All
got
I
you,
ask.
Got
oh,
you.
Oh, like P. Diddy is so innocent. You guys have yours, too?
Hey, listen.
Hey,
Gilly, what's up? Yeah, go ahead, Gilly. And Gilly, we're still working on the fucking button. We literally bought a new board, and it doesn't work.
So, yo, let me know if anything comes up that I could make a button V2 if need be.
Absolutely. But what's up, Gilly?
First question was the button, and second question was, do you think when P. Diddy was beating up that chick, he was like, take that.
Allegedly.
What did he say? Take that?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that reference.
Take that. Oh, you don't know nigga culture. So, yeah, every time Diddy do something, he goes, take that. That's like a thing. It's in the song.
Honestly, the last song I know from Diddy is probably from the late 90s.
Early
2000s. Or maybe early 2000s.
He's been raping since then.
Good morning. Yeah. Coming home with Skylar.
Yeah, well, I'm glad there was a brother on the call to understand that reference.
thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That's why they hired me.
This guy is going to go to bed tonight and not nod his girlfriend and be like, I just called him a brother. He and him got a whole thing going.
He's going to say the N-word.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course. Why not?
He does live in Florida.
Why don't you guys say it at home? You guys should say it at home.
Because the N-word does just fine. What do you think we do in our Discord calls? Wish I was joking.
I sound like I can't say the N-word, but I can.
You have melanin in your body, sir?
No, he just believes in himself.
Yeah, ask Danny. He knows.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's
well, there you go. He is a brother.
Facts, yeah. So you can say nigga on this call?
Yeah, I can. I just choose not to say nigga on the call.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what? No,
thank you. There you all go. Right.
Yeah, wow. Somebody just got fired from McDonald's.
Yes, he did. Yeah. You're not going to make it, sir.
All right. Well, wait, I'm confused. Is he white or black?
I'm confused.
I think
as well.
He's partially black. Are you half black?
He better have nigga in him.
No, I'm 100% black, but I hung out with the white people. Like, you know how the Asians, you either hang out with the... You either hang out with the whites or the blacks. It was a mix for me.
Like you got a little Magic the Gathering.
You have a white wife?
Wait, what?
Do you have a white wife?
Suburban. It's a little mixed.
Urban.
I think you heard life, not white.
You guys don't understand black culture. He drives a Chevy Suburban. Jesus Christ.
No, your girl, is she white?
Do you date a white woman?
No, I'm not that.
Doesn't race mix.
Not that black.
Oh, you're not that black. That's no. True. Yeah. That's what's holding me back. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I
keep dating black women.
You know, once you go black, I used to date the white girls back in the day, but not anymore. I went back to the motherland.
That's nice. Fire.
Is that you approve of that?
I do. It's not safe to date white women as a black man in this culture.
Just because of the fake accusations.
Exactly.
Wait, what if I'm dating a white woman? And I'm Indian. Does that...
That doesn't count, bro. You guys aren't black. I don't know why you guys keep trying to do that, bro.
Yeah, you're not
no,
black.
I'm just wondering if it's
no,
like...
No, no,
you might be whiter than
I am. You can date anybody, bro. It's niggas are the only ones who have to worry about what... Like, dating white women is dangerous for
you're
us.
You're dating a white chick?
Haven't you ever heard of Emmett Till?
Yeah. Exactly.
We're engaged.
Oh. We've been dating. If you're dating
a white chick, then who's collecting all the Dragon Balls?
So for me, I don't want to be caught running like... What's his name?
Puff Daddy?
That guy that was running down the street from that white girl?
Oh, Jonathan Majors. Yeah.
Yeah.
He still lost everything. Like
Yeah. It's not conducive to our health and safety, like our finances. Like, just stay away from white women if you're a black man, son, in this climate.
And look what they did to Jussie Smollett.
Huh? But he fucks guys, though. That doesn't count.
Oh.
Doesn't count. He's not accepted in the
community. We don't really care what the gays do. They can fuck white men all they want. Like that's not our problem.
If anything, you want them.
Yeah.
Facts. Don't.
Yeah.
Muddy the pond. If you will.
Well, yeah, yo, let me get off the call for all you guys. Get the other guys on.
Later,
yeah.
Thank
you, bro.
All right. I got to run.
All right. Bye, Lev.
Thank you, bro. Lev
for everybody. Have a great show. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Sorry we started so late, everybody. Oh, we were good. Fucking recording our other podcast still super late.
Takes a minute.
Yeah, it does. What's that?
That fixed the white balance somehow.
Oh, that fixed the white balance? Okay, so we're winning. That's we're winning. Hilarious. All right, back to the showering. That's great. Back to the showering routine.
You're a two washcloth guy?
Two washcloths?
Yes.
Do you wash your legs?
Absolutely.
Are you toes? Bar soap guy?
Absolutely.
You wash
No. I use a body wash. Yeah. Bar soap's just, I don't know. It feels
gross.
They're
dirty. Like, you leave them out.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, not with the washcloth, though.
Even still, man, like, we've evolved, bro. Like, yeah. We only did, like, bar soap because we didn't know better. Once we got body wash, it was like, oh, nah, man. Like, what have we been doing? Like,
yeah.
Because, like, you don't use a washcloth. So, like, do you use body wash?
Body wash in my hand. No bars.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. I got a call. We got a call.
You go like that.
You look Scottish. We'll revisit.
You
hello.
Keep your head away from me, please.
Hello. Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? You're on the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
This is the Goob. So I've been enjoying the shower conversation, yeah. But I have another topic that might be comparable.
Okay.
How do you pee at the urinal?
What do you mean?
Oh.
See, I'm a balls and dick over the top of the waistband. I just pull everything out.
Same.
But what do you mean? Like, what if you're wearing
never
jeans?
Through the zipper?
Like, if you're jeans with a belt, you're still going over?
I don't normally wear jeans, so I understand where he's coming from.
Well, okay, if you have,
over
you
the
ever,
top,
you
yeah.
ever wear a belt?
You don't use the pee hole? No. You don't use the zip?
I go through the hole. I go
I'll
through
undo
the
belt, but even if I'm unzipping
you
my
still
jeans,
drop the top
I'm
of
still
the
just like going over the
I
top
agree.
Of the underwear.
What if your underwear has a hole in it specifically for that?
But it's a lot
that's
to get the dick out of there. Though.
I actually specifically buy underwear that doesn't.
Oh, interesting. Well, if you buy underwear that doesn't,
anyway.
What,
Johnny's nodding like this is normal.
Then what's yeah? He Johnny
well,
says
because I never use it anyways.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, if you don't have the hole, see,
just drop the drawers. A lot easier.
Some of my yeah. I go both ways because I have some underwear that doesn't have the hole and some does have the hole. But if it has the hole, I use the hole.
So if you pull your dick from your knee, it's just easier. Just, yeah, it's a lot easier.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to pull from. Yeah.
No, man, I use the dick hole.
If I have the hole, I use the hole. If I don't have the hole, I go the other way.
It's a lot easier.
But yeah, if you don't have the hole, then
what's the
alternative?
And do you pull your balls through the hole?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a little aggressive.
Balls through the holes is a lot.
Yeah, when you try to have sex?
the balls don't need to go through the hole.
Well, because I do balls over the top because I like to let them breathe.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, okay. Well, you're
fair.
That's fine, yeah. That's nothing. That's not super crazy, I guess, but if you're pulling through the hole and you pull the balls through,
the question is how, like, I've seen dudes that pee like that, but then they, like, take their shorts down like on the ass as well, and that's like
that's a little aggressive.
That's like if you're like 6 years old or
he also
or
likes 60. God like old your ass like shouldn't be out of the urinal.
No hell
that's
no.
A little yeah what the
yeah,
fuck
no ass is out
no
of
ass
the urinal.
Is out of the urinal.
No
what are we seven yeah yeah
no that's no good no ass
dude,
is
you
out
know.
All right, well I'll leave you guys with that. Enjoy the
thanks
enjoy the topic.
Goob.
Why is your name Brenda on your phone by
that's
way?
Don't know oh, that's rule that's rule number two don't people change their names and stuff, but
touché.
We can't read the names.
I didn't realize
people
that. My
fault. It's my fault because
yeah,
I always forget to say to not do that. So doesn't
touché.
Matter. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I hand wash or body wash in the hand.
That's really so. Like you wash your asshole with your raw hand.
Yeah, the outside
okay.
of it. Yeah. All right,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're not shaking hands.
Okay. do you shake hands with white people?
Not really.
I was going to say. I'm like,
you'll notice it too. It's a lot of fist buzz with the whites.
Yeah.
White, I'll hug a black person because, like, I know how we
funny.
Get down. Fist, you guys don't use washcloths. That's just wild.
Do you use a washcloth?
Sometimes, not all the time.
How does that? God, what's bro. That decision?
Fistbook
you know what?
Too.
I only realized recently that the little towels at hotels are washcloths. I thought there was like a face cloth.
I thought it was a jizz rag.
Yeah. Wow. They're that. They end
they
up being
are,
that.
Those, yeah, no, that, yeah. That works too.
Hello. You're on the bathhouse.
What up, Danny?
Yo. Who is this?
This is Vincent. My
Vincent.
Friend.
What's up, my man? How you doing?
He sounds black.
We've said he's called before.
I'm doing all right.
And everybody thought he was black, and he's not.
But he's not.
Yeah, and then Gilly doesn't sound black, and he is.
Look at this.
Look at this country,
culture,
huh?
Bro. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, let's say for tonight, let's pretend I am.
You want to say the N word? I know why. Okay, look at you, sir. Love
no amnesty here.
I had a question.
Yeah,
I had a question that I wanted an opinion on.
Okay,
but now you got a brother on the show,
yes, sir,
or at least one, maybe two, maybe one and a half. I'm not sure.
Just one.
Just one. All right, but he's a
He's brown.
Okay.
But he's
not yeah. So
what's the question?
Tan-ish. All right.
Shoot.
He's about to get
so
how bad is this that you cannot thing. How bad is this that you were hesitating to ask this question on this show?
Say, yeah. Oof.
No, I mean, the main thing I was going to ask, like I always ask, is how, you know, if they use a washcloth, if you wash your feet, you wash your toes, you wash your butthole, how you do that.
We just asked
you missed the whole
first
time.
You'll get to that.
Yeah.
You'll get to that.
We got to it.
I got to something else.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Earlier today, it's all dudes here. There's no women, so fuck them.
Yep.
Facts.
So we've all sneezed and farted at the same time.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Right. And sneezed and coughed. It happens.
Yeah.
All right. So today I came and sneezed, or I came and farted at the same time.
Ooh, with a woman?
Nah, this is definitely a mess.
Nah, man, it was just me. I was just chilling. Okay.
I was just chilling. Explosions in both directions.
I was all by my lonesome.
I was just chilling.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, that's a way different story than if you were the chick and you came and farted at the same time.
Okay, well, take both scenarios. You know what I mean? Because at the time, I laughed out loud. But if I was with a woman, it probably would have been a very different scenario. Probably would have been... I very mean, ashamed and embarrassed.
Oh, for sure.
Not if you busted her ass. You never farted while fucking a woman before? She's coming. She doesn't care.
I have not farted while having sex with a woman.
You've never
before.
Farted while having
sex with a woman? No, listen, I've never made a woman come. I've busted thousands of nuts
and you've never farted. I don't think I've ever.
I've farted before, not simultaneously.
I can't.
It's very difficult. I've farted while fucking. I don't think I've farted while coming.
I've sneezed and farted. I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yes, but like farting.
Yeah,
and coming,
sneeze, fart, cough, fart, whatever. But
coming and
I swear to God, as soon as I came, I farted. It was very fucking strange, and it just made me think like, what would this situation be like if you were to do that?
I mean, if it was like your wife or something, then you could get away with it. If it was a girl on the first date,
you could.
That's sure.
A win is a win, bro. It doesn't matter, bro. If you fucking already, it doesn't really matter.
You could just look at the silver lining and call it and call it thrust.
Yeah, I guess that's you're already busting a nut, so who cares?
It's you won already, bro. Like, who cares? If you literally are in a woman and come and fart at the same time and she judges you, you already came.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, fuck that hoe. Yeah. Like, you won. That's a win.
Yeah.
Unless you want to fuck her again, like that's not gonna happen.
Well,
but, like,
sometimes you do though.
some she could be into that.
Yeah, that's probably the worst case. That's the worst case scenario if you do that and she's like, "What was that?" And you're like, "Oh my god, I'm mortified." She goes, "No,
do it again.
Do it again.
You can only now. You have to come and fart the same time every time.
They fucking queef."
Yeah, but queefs don't smell like shit. And I mean, sometimes they do. But.
And they have way better,
fucking funny.
We have less morals than they do. We don't give a fuck. We don't care what that sound is. We're in pussy, bro. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't. Definitely not.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Don't care.
All right, so back to do you wash your knees and legs and feet?
Sure.
Why is this a question? I thought this
because
was
Because this is a question that we ask all the
Because,
guests.
Man, apparently it came up once and there's a racial divide.
There is a racial divide. There's a specific like thing.
So what do whites wash compared to blacks?
Some whites use the bowl.
I wash in between my fucking toes.
Yeah.
So some people don't wash. I don't wash my legs. I don't wash my toes. I just let gravity do the work. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people who say this, though.
No, I know, but it's just like it confirms my racial biases that white people really bathe very differently than we do.
That's why I'm asking, because it's so fascinating to me. That, like, the bathing
so your legs aren't a part
race.
Of your body. You don't feel like
they
your legs get dirty?
Oh, my God. But it's like because the gravity. I'm like, imagine you're in a car wash, right? All the soapy water goes down my legs.
Wait, so like if you clean a window, do you just spray the very top of it and wait?
And it's wait for it
to... Well, if there was a source of water...
It's still going to be dirty.
But there's a source of water at the top.
If you don't wipe the streaks...
still dirty.
But there's water at the
top. It's going to keep coming down.
Keep coming down. Eventually, like, if you're in there for 10 minutes, those legs.
So that's that smell from whites. It's the legs.
No, it might be the dogs. Be the
they are hanging out with dogs.
That's true.
Dogs. I think it's, that's what I smell when I go into white people's homes.
Is dogs?
Yeah. Wet dog.
Mm. Wet dog. Yeah, I thought it was wet pennies. Milk. Wet pennies. Wet pennies is what I normally smell.
Interesting.
Hair.
Wet pennies. Wet
what
pennies.
What was that?
I think it's the hair.
Oh, dog
it's the
hair.
Hair? It's dog. A dog. Okay, okay.
This is where the Indians are ahead.
Oh, yeah. How often do you wash your hair? How often do you wash your hair?
Twice a week.
Twice a week? Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Just because I used to wash it every day, and then someone's like, it's bad for you. And then, yeah.
Who told you that?
Not it, that it's bad it for you, but is. You lose all your oils in your hair.
Fuck that. Once a week.
Yeah, twice a week.
Whites have that.
How often do you wash your hair?
I don't have any hair, but I wash my beard every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Even when I had a hair, we wash it.
I wash my face.
But black hair is different, though. Like, it can stand up to that.
Yeah.
Like, we can stay up to sunshine.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Well, we just get burned.
It's crazy, bro.
It's I know.
It's
I mean,
unfair.
Hey, man.
What's the dual wash?
You guys can't have everything.
Is it the
money and infrastructure? Get out of here. Thank you for acknowledging that. So thank you. Yeah. No, yeah, that's fire.
Yo, Danny.
Yeah, man.
I'm seeing a comment in your little chat here that says Vincent is the black guy who likes the Ripaverse comic.
Yeah, that is you.
Oof. It's not.
Oh, it's not. I mean, oh, there was another white black guy.
No, I am that white black guy, but I have since read the comic and blows.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, right.
Where did you grow up? You sound
corrected.
Not far from here.
Not far from me. Sounds like a nigga, bro. Like
I know. We literally like called him, and he was talking about this black Eric July, this black guy who sold this, made this comic that was like. And then, anyways, he called in. And he's like, I bought
the comic.
Support
the brothers.
Yeah, right. But then he had never read it.
That's how I know you're not black is when you say brothers. That's
brothers.
What. Yeah,
trying to support the brothers.
That's what throws. Yeah.
What do you want to say, niggas?
Oh my gosh. Hey, I will find.
Hey, you kind of asked for it.
I did ask for it. That's my fault.
Are you going to find me? Come at me, bro.
Whoa.
Whoa, hey. It's no need to do that. I got guns too, nigga.
I'm getting my shit pretty soon. I'm in court. I got a court case going on right now, but I'll have my shit back pretty soon.
What happened? You want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it?
I got my guns now.
Yeah, let's hear what happened. I want to hear why you're innocent.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that Middlesex County will find this podcast, so.
You'd be surprised. You might lose your job after this.
Well, there's no way they're going to find this. There's no way they're going to find this.
I'm about to hang up with him.
No.
I like him.
Yeah, you can hang up on me whenever you want, bro.
Vince, let's hear what happened. Let's hear the big misunderstanding.
Yeah, talk about it.
The misunderstanding is the police came and took my fucking guns, and I'm getting them back.
Why'd they take them?
Violent threats.
Why'd they take them? Because any response to a domestic disturbance call
is
required that they take all your firearms.
So you beat your wife and then they say you can't have the gun because you have an anger problem. He beats his wife.
No, he's right. I beat the shit out of her.
Because sometimes they don't listen. I understand. He said nigga, so he's here.
No,
so
like, I didn't listen.
What happened? Did she home late?
Did she come and fart at the same time?
Listen, no. She's been in a couple of psych wards, and there was, you know.
Haven't they all?
Haven't they all? That's the best pussy, though.
They haven't, though. They should be, but they haven't. Yeah. But she was in probably four or five psych wards before that happened. Oof. She started throwing out all my shit every time I was at work. So I came home and I told her,
squirter.
Fucking knock it the fuck off, get out, there's the door.
Oof.
And then when she went out to throw some garbage, I locked the fucking door behind her, and then she called the police.
So you never hit her?
Justice for Vincent. No, and he sounds like he had a pretty good reason to.
You've never hit her?
No.
Like, you grabbed her a couple. You never, like, never punched her in the stomach.
I grabbed her by her arms.
They don't bruise in the face. They bruise in the face, not the stomach.
And put her on the floor in another room.
He hit her.
No, Vince would never do that.
Stop fucking grabbing my dick.
No, he hit her.
No, I'm siding with Vince here.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, Vince.
Listen, I'm a truth teller. I'm a fucking open book, bro.
No, Vince ain't doing that.
Yeah. Nah. All right. Cool. All right. So why are you still? Why are you still?
But you'll get your guns back once you get exonerated, I guess, or whatever.
We'll see, man. I think I got a pretty good case.
How many
cops
guns
are fucking stupid around here, so they fucked up.
How many guns
do you have? So I got body cam footage that'll get me my shit back.
Nice. How many guns do you have?
Privilege.
Prayer warriors. Let's pray to get right. his guns back.
All right. I got a few. I got one for each hand and then an extra one on the back.
What's the roster sound like? Talk to me. What type of guns do you have?
I got a little 22 for fun. I got a 45 for
real shit.
Also fun.
You know.
What do you have for the blacks?
Boom, boom. And then I mean, you could call it AR-15, but
that's the NBC.
Technically, in New Jersey, you got to have some specific lengths of barrel and all that shit. So,
all right.
It's a Troy A-4, New Jersey legal. It's called an other firearm. It's not considered a shotgun. It's not considered a rifle. It's considered an other.
Interesting.
He's purge ready.
Yeah. He's ready to go. You better go.
All right,
Vincent. Well, good luck to you.
All right, man. I'm going to hang up because I know somebody else is trying to call. Let's get fucking Slav or somebody in here.
I'm sure they will. All right, later, dude. Oh, speak of the devil. Hello.
I know somebody else is trying to call.
That sounds like it's coming from the same house.
Facts.
What is happening?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You got any guns, Slav?
I ain't answering that question.
That's a yes. Goddamn. You know, not answering is answering. I don't know if people haven't figured that out yet.
Well,
because if it was a no, you
but it can't be held against you.
Yes, sir.
Are you and one Mr. Aaron Berg, y'all still doing that show?
Street Famous? I don't know. Do y'all talk to Berg, man? You know, Berg is an interesting character, nigga. He keeps it moving.
It's on hiatus.
Yeah, I like the show a lot.
I thought it was fire, too,
yeah,
man.
The show was really good.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's up, Slav?
So it's interesting that you do have, as the other previous caller said, I can hear myself in the back. I don't know if y'all hear that.
No.
What is it? Isn't it time now for the rap industry to like hang up their jersey, just shut it all down?
Rap is really garbage now. It's hilarious. It's a hilarious question.
like nothing's good come out of this. Everything is good rap. The artists, they either get shot up, they either overdose on drugs, or they live long enough to come out to be secret homosexual predators.
Jesus Christ.
Where's the lie?
Stop putting Diddy's whole life on every single rapper. Diddy's the only nigga that fits that
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's not a rapper.
Right, he's not a rapper. Right.
You know what I mean?
And we're
First of all, if this Diddy situation has taught us anything, is that my mom taught me this when I was growing up. Right? I went to White High School and she came to pick me up one day and I was outside doing wrong things with white boys, right? And she put me in the car and she said, if the police come here, you're the only person that's going to get in trouble, right? Diddy's been fucking children and raping people with other powerful white men.
Right.
And you're saying, why aren't they getting in trouble? Well, it's like when Bill Cosby got in trouble. He was the only nigga raping at the Playboy Mansion. I have a hard time believing that.
Good point. That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, they didn't... I don't know if anybody else kind of got for the roofie stuff. I mean, definitely a bunch of white guys went down during Me Too.
Like, they said Diddy hangs out with Lucy and Grange all the time, but you're never going to arrest Lucy and Grange.
Who's that?
He's the head of Universal Music Group.
Right. Yeah.
He's like he's a powerful... I think he's Jewish. You guys will get arrested.
Yeah. Why'd you look at him? Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
He was raping aggressively. What about he took rape too far.
There's a line.
You guys have there's a threshold for rape that you guys won't get arrested, and he passed that threshold.
All right, that's potential. They can also just go to Israel and escape.
I mean,
that's true too.
Is that also look at who helped propagate the whole industry of hip hop and rap? It was Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. That tall, the tall Israeli.
Yeah, yeah. A Jew.
A Jew. A Jewish. 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 Yeah, he's Jewish. He's Jewish. He's Jewish.
He had the God connections and all that too. Yeah, y'all do know that, like, Ice Cube came out and said that the CIA pushed and created and pushed hip hop and rap to further discredit.
That I would love. It's funny how that one seems so far fetched to me.
It's actually not far fetched. It's actually very.
But I know, I've heard it. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually very, very true. If you look at when hip hop actually took that change, that was when the whole prison system popped over.
Yeah.
White people are just hearing about this like, oh, this is really happening. Like, niggas lived it. It's like when people found out that crack was like something that was like putting our neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah. The CIA definitely did that. Yeah,
I had a lot of white friends that didn't know crack was cocaine.
Yeah, it's just stepped on potent, cocaine. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just
more stepped on, potent stepped form.
On. Yeah,
yeah.
It's cheaper. Same drug. Yeah, because stepped on. Yeah, same. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I saw.
Like they
diluted.
When you make crack, you're breaking it down with other substances, so it's not pure. Oh, it's not pure cocaine anymore.
Mm-hmm. I saw someone casually smoking crack today, actually.
Just casually,
like literally, like you'd be someone smoking a cigarette.
I've seen that. I saw a businesswoman
near
looking
MSG, near MSG. Like literally, the guy just like took a crack pipe and just.
I didn't know people were still smoking crack so aggressively like that. But still staying.
I don't think crack will ever go away.
Yeah, it's fire.
I mean, that's what I hear. What I've heard. Yeah. I've never done it.
No. But I hear it's amazing.
I didn't think the two washcloth guy was doing crack.
No. It's not good for your skin.
That's got to be a study of that. Like someone that actively uses more than one.
You ever done crack, Slav?
No, I'm down for it. I've done meth.
What was meth like?
I mean, I used to take a lot of Adderall, so I knew exactly what it was going to feel like. Mm-hmm. And it felt like basically 60 to 90 milligrams kicking in all at once. And I went go-karting with some friends.
How did you take it?
I wanted to grind. Oh, what is that? My neighbor was moving out.
How'd you?
It was the last day.
How did you ingest it?
You got the little glass ball. You get the little glass ball, whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got one of those like glass balls.
It was exactly what I expected.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meth is aggressive.
Yeah, just imagine taking a whole bunch of Adderall and just wanting to like grind your jaw off.
Sounds awful.
Jeez. That's wild.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't
sound like a fun time.
I'll try crack once. Yeah, and the only reason I did it was because.
Oh no!
My neighbor was the only person I knew who could get it. So once they left that same day. I don't know who to get it from, so it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. That's lucky.
I think you dodged
Man, good job,
meth
man.
Addiction.
Just couldn't find meth, couldn't do it.
You have to have me back. I would like for you to smoke crack in the next couple weeks. I would like to speak
you
to
you.
You
want me
to
smoke crack?
No.
Oh.
You should smoke crack and then call back in and tell us about the experience.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Please.
Maybe it's Skank Fest.
Yes, that's a good place to smoke crack.
Oh, man, yeah. I can see that.
There'll probably be like a lounge where you can smoke crack.
You down, Andre?
I'm not you smoking down? Crack. I've never smoked. I've never done coke. I'm not doing
crack. Oh, you pussy.
I like care about myself and my well-being. So, yeah.
I mean, it's just a little crack.
It's just a little crack?
Yeah.
I have an addictive personality. If I like crack, I'm going to do crack forever.
Yeah. That's good that you know that.
And it leads to sucking dick.
That you have that awareness. Yeah. That's so far down the line, though.
How far? You never know.
That's like a couple months.
Couple months?
That's 4 to 6 months.
That's when you're sucking dick?
You got to sell all your...
I don't want to be on the path to suck dick, though.
You got to sell all your possessions. Sex work's real work, Andre.
Sex work is real work.
Okay.
I need a vagina, bro. I've been trying to.
All right, Slav. What?
And y'all heard that they caught the serial puncher. The guy who's like the
They caught the serial puncher. Apparently, he's run for mayor of New York before, and he like runs in the politics stuff all the time, and he's a rapper.
Really? I was calling him Jamal the Karen
Slayer. He's the great-grandson of Marcus Garvey.
Jamal the Karen Slayer?
Yeah, that's what I was calling him. Yeah.
Wait, you said he's the great-grandkid of Marcus Garvey?
Yes, and he's so proud of it, but this is like his legacy.
I can't tell. if he's being serious or not.
I would guess he is serious.
I am.
If that's true, that's phenomenal. We heard about it, and like, no, it was a comic. It was actually a comic who got punched.
Yeah.
That made me look into it. But then, like...
The blonde girl is a comic?
Yeah. So, like, they start... So,
Oh, there you go.
So when I started to scroll through all the videos and realize it was like unassuming white women, mm-hmm. my outrage dropped a little bit. It wasn't like I wasn't still outraged because like women shouldn't be getting hit, but like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in this city, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
And these are white women. These are like, these look like they had money. So you know they've talked to somebody like they've talked down. He might have just been like an Avenger.
Oh, you think he's a hero?
Yeah, I'm not co-signing hitting women. But
sure,
like,
yeah, but
yeah, you know I mean, but you never,
let's wait to find out what they did.
You need the facts before you can cast judgment, man. Yeah, Who are we?
Yeah, I mean, who are we? It's tough too because
the common sense. All right,
it's hard because you can't even defend yourself either. I always wonder sometimes because you see all these videos of people freaking out on the subways, and then you're like, "What do you even do?" Sometimes they might have AIDS or a knife. Really, that's the thing. Sometimes I'll think, like, "Man, just
what are you more afraid of? AIDS or the knife?"
Probably the knife, to be honest. It'll slice your ass up. You go up to someone and be like, "Yo, knock it off," and then they pull out a knife and you're on a subway. And
you don't keep a knife on you at all times?
Hell no.
You should.
For yeah, what? I've thought about it. I'm going to knife fight somebody?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Just in case.
I am fucking rough. Dude, there's a saying that I've heard many times. There's no winners in a knife fight.
You've never been in a knife fight before.
Do you think I've been in a knife fight? I went to Hebrew school. You think I've been in a knife fight?
Have you been in a knife fight?
I used to bounce. It's these securities. So yeah, I've been a knife fight.
You've been like in a real where you're like
a real knife
fight. Where you're like circling each other like two pirates.
I didn't have a knife. He had a knife.
Oh, okay.
So he was stupid.
But you think a knife would have helped you? Because you're getting tight. You're like, you're getting sliced the fuck up.
Well, if you know how to use a knife, yeah. Most guys using the knife like this, you're really not supposed to do that.
Side arm.
So yeah, it's almost like a punch. You feel me? It's
right.
So he tried to stab. So it's like, it's almost all you gotta do is be able to box. If you could dodge the punch, you whoop his ass.
Okay.
After that, like, we beat the fuck out that man because you don't take a knife out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you kicked that nigga in his face. You kicked him in his chest.
You fuck him up.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, no, I'm never going
to. Never been in a knife fight, bro? It's fun.
Dude, I'm not. I've never been and I will never be in a knife fight.
It's fucking fun. If I you see survive a knife, it, it's fire.
If
it's
I see a knife, I'm taken off so fast. Yeah. Faster than I've ever run in my fucking fat life. Promise you. Hello.
Hey, Denny.
Yo.
I have a question for your guest more than you, since you're Canadian.
Go ahead.
I've asked this question to a lot of people in my family from different age ranges, and I was just trying to get a feedback. Do you feel like we're in the worst economic environment that you've ever lived through?
Are we in the worst economic?
Whether the Iraq war, or any other?
It's hard to say. I see all these anecdotal things, like you see stuff where I can't remember when someone was like, you know, they showed some photo of like what a Happy Meal menu looked like 20 years ago, and then someone adjusted it for inflation, and they're like, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Whereas, but obviously housing's really expensive, but then I live in New York City, so it's like so absurd here that
food's really expensive right now. That's the only thing I'd say. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
really,
sometimes
really
it's not. Like, dude, I was walking to the studio on fucking 8th Avenue, one of those fruit stands. It's like I bought a fucking box of blueberries
those
for
guys
$1.
Are cheap. Yeah, that's
crazy.
Are you talking about from the immigrants?
I'm not trying to.
Yes, from the immigrants.
Yeah, those aren't safe fruits.
I'm not trying to force any of that.
I really shouldn't be eating those fruits, bro.
What's that?
I'm more asking the question of the guest.
Do we think that this is the worst economic period of time?
In your lifetime.
Oh, no. I think 2008 was worse. It's
fucking wild.
Whatever
yeah.
that was.
You could feel that.
People were jumping in front of trains at that point. Housing market had crashed. Yep. Oil market had crashed. Yep. Toxic subprime assets were on the fly. That's not really happening yet, but if it happens...
It's coming.
It's going to be... There will be a big correction.
I also think that at that time in 2008, the visibility of what was going on with the economy was actually at the forefront of what we thought about. Like, social media has made it so, like, what's happening with celebrities is more important than what's going on globally.
So, we
could be going through that and just none of us know.
Just give it 5 more years and AI will put 90% of us
out
of business.
Out. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast will just I'll be just laying on my couch right now while this podcast just goes on.
I mean, robots could definitely be funnier than us. You don't think?
No.
Yeah, I don't agree either.
They're gonna thankfully adjust on the fly.
Yeah, I think, but I am rooting for them at like fast food restaurants because like
these they're already are, there.
Yeah, but I want them I want to eliminate fast like human fast food workers, bro.
Honestly, they're
fucking ridiculous, bro. It's fucking ridiculous.
Close to that.
Yeah, it needs to be there. No.
Why do you hate employees? Because of fast
they
food
never
restaurants?
Get it fucking right, bro, and that's, they never speak English. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
The job pays like $3 an hour.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like, neither do they.
Do the job that you are hired to do. All right.
What's that caller?
Can I interject for a second? Because I want to make a point here.
Go ahead.
So I asked my mom this question, who was born in the '50s, and I said. Objectively, like, think about where we are currently, and you lived through the civil rights movement, and you went through Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera. And she said this is probably the worst outlook she's ever seen, objectively. And I didn't point towards any specific
issues. There's so much more information now, though.
Yeah, she votes for Trump.
You're a white guy, right?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay.
Yes.
Just because, like, I would say, like, if it's a difficult, it's a quantifiable question. Like, if she's lived through the civil rights movement, like, the outlook for a nigga at that particular point in time.
No, I'm saying she grew up right in America.
Yeah, she's just saying right now, this is the worst economically that. But what is she based on?
She said there was a lot of strife and things in the economy. And she's went through that, and I said, how crazy things are, she said this is the craziest she's ever seen it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I think the wealth gap is probably the widest it's ever been.
Yeah, but there's also like the lower, like poorest people are probably doing the best they've ever done. But yes,
somebody gave me,
if you live in New York for free.
You have the poor middle class. You have the poor middle class and the what's it called? The elite, right?
Yeah.
So like the middle class are the ones who run the actual economy.
Yeah, they're like the juice that keeps it going.
Because like they're the poor people are put on earth are put here to scare middle class people to never stop working.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Because like that's their reality, bro.
Sure.
Like that shit could
like
be
they're
there.
Like they're close
but they
enough
can
to
never
them.
Become an elite because they don't understand. You got that's a pyramid, like that's created that way, right? Yeah. So yeah, it's like they work hard enough just to make sure. So
well, America, you can though. I disagree with that. America is you can be like you can grow
capitalism
up,
works, yes,
but it's specifically in America. Like you go to Europe and shit, and like there's no thing where you move to fucking Stockholm and then you're like just work your way up and become like the richest person in Stockholm real thing in America,
but they're regulating that shit now too though.
Yeah,
like that happens. I mean, that happens in other like Russia.
It does happen in other places. I'm saying the extent and like the you know there's less red tape involved to be able.
Yeah,
to do
but
it
I'm if you really look at how like they're that's like they're some, adapting those principles here. You know? Like they're some, making it so like, niggas can't get rich.
You
on like I'm telling you look at it. Even can something
I,
as simple
can
as Uber.
Interject
yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So more so, I'm saying like if you think about. From the time, I don't know how old these your guests are, but I'm saying it's probably in the 30s, yeah,
34,
early 40s.
Same age. Yeah.
From the perspective of just in your lifetime, do you feel like there's a difference in outlook that you would have seen now?
I mean, if you're talking about outlook.
That you see now versus.
Well, okay, what is your mother's.
No, not outlook, but I'm saying the overall, overarching, just kind of like everything seems like it's going to shit. Does it feel that way to other people, or is it just me?
I don't know about everything going to shit. I mean, look, there's if you're someone who's like on your phone all day, yeah, you're just taking in a million data points about this stuff.
It's true.
Whereas 20 years ago, you would have like turned on the news, watched it for half an hour. They would have told you the same eight things.
20 years ago, I was in seventh grade.
Whatever. Even if you were older,
that's what
20
I was
going to
say too. Yeah. Like if you. Where we're at, I mean, at the age group you're at, like it's gonna feel like it's affecting you more because the responsibility of what you have to take care of is different. Like you didn't feel when you were in seventh grade what your parents were feeling financially.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's a difficult question to
like it's not quantifiable.
I kind of empathize with this dude. I'm a bit pessimist about
that's
the future.
When I asked my mom that same question, they're doing just fine, and she said, "This is as someone who she grew up through all that stuff," and she said,
"Does she give any examples why?"
A lot of that's just recency bias, too. You tend to remember the most recent experience stronger.
I mean, I'll tell you one of the worst
bets. No, but I mean, she's 70 years old. And I ask, that's why I don't try to provide examples. I just say, what do you think is the craziest time?
Does she reference anything specifically, though? Like, is there a reason she says this? Is like the border?
Yeah, I went through the civil rights stuff, and that was crazy for her to see because she went through.
She wasn't for
when they integrated schools.
The Iraq War was white side. Like after 9/11. Was pretty tough.
Yeah,
that was actually a high point for me and my people. I mean, the world was our oyster.
No, she didn't say it the bad way, but she said that was when she saw things that were like crazy because she was like, "I love that we integrated schools and all that."
I know,
but more so, like,
yeah, that was the worst thing that ever happened.
The '80s, '90s.
I don't know. I will say that
in short term
in this, especially in America. Short term, if you're a pessimist, you might be right. Long term, if you're a pessimist, you're always wrong.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys think America's got like 30 years left in the tank.
No. We've got maybe 30 years. We've got 10, 15 tops.
No, way more than
that. Son, we're fucking done.
The
population
the
is
even,
concerning.
Yo,
even the collapse of the Baltimore Bridge, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea. Like, do you really know what that does? Like, that was one of the highest imports in terms of where they were.
Yeah, yeah. I know that bridge was. Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking problem. Yeah. And that shit's not by coincidence,
I mean,
bro.
There's always problems. You'll always have problems. They'll have solutions.
America's done, bro.
I just moved here. It better not be.
You got citizenship just to be like, I go back fucking home, bro. It's done, bro. We're fucking done.
I just fucking moved here.
You know what I mean? Everybody, like.
I mean, I've been thinking.
All
if
our
a
men
civil
are
war,
gay. Like, we're
going
not,
straight
we're just,
to Southeast
it's over,
Asia.
Bro. Yeah. It's over. We're done.
They're organized. A lot of little countries, islands you can.
Well, that's more of why I was asking the question, because.
By Bitcoin.
You know, I wanted to get different.
No, we're done. No, America's done for. Like, because but that's by design, though. Like, they don't give a fuck anymore.
No, it's by
bro.
Design is the opposite. It's by design that it can never be killed.
Listen,
it was on its last knees. In the 30s.
We're done, bro. We're fucking done.
But look where we are now.
We're fucking, because you know why we're done? Because of technology. Like when we were done before, like they still needed people. They don't fucking need people anymore.
Yeah, but they've been saying that forever. Every time some new big technology came.
Yeah, but there was never a car that could park itself. Cars park themselves now, bro.
I know, but every time there was been, you know, they went from
there
like
are robots that
you know,
can
they
fuck
got rid
you
of
now.
Like the printing presses and when they went from cars and everybody
they'll,
who
they'll
was
still
like
need people
horse,
to run the robots.
Horse and buggies and
yeah, but you need a lot less people to run artificial intelligence
yeah.
than
yeah,
you do
but
need
new
to
jobs
run a fucking factory.
Up.
We'll create new industries on the back.
You think
of
so?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
The technology the economy
all right.
scales
all right, later,
I have one
sorry, I thought I hung up on him. No, I don't know. It's just it's literally been every person who's been long term pessimistic about America in the history of the world has been wrong.
I'm not being,
every single one.
I'm not being.
But how
pessimistic.
Old is America?
I'm actually.
How old is America? 1776.
Yeah, so it's like 300-400 years old.
Yeah.
Listen, I am an optimist, but
yeah.
I'm also a realist.
Yeah,
AI is the reason why I feel like more than any other time at any other time we've in history, we're fucking done. Once we get to the point, why they try to make all the cars electric? They really try to make our stoves electric.
I was just in Phoenix, and you can get these Waymo.
Yeah,
it's a Uber driverless.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to make all what's it called? All our currency digital.
Yeah.
So once that becomes everything we do must be centralized through the government.
This is why Italians are burning gold in their yards. I've always heard about this Italian grandparents.
But that's why. Yeah. But that's why you took the.
All right, we got a call here. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I cut you off here. Hello. You're on the Bathhouse.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening? Who are we speaking with?
This is Cloquane.
Cloquane.
Cloquane. All right.
Yeah, I called you.
Have you ever smoked crack?
Called you up.
Sounds like yes.
Yes.
What's it like?
Well, when you first do it, it's a lot of fun.
How quickly does it become not fun?
When did you start sucking dick? Because of it.
Never.
Okay. There you go. Okay. You
never.
What was it? How long did you, were you a crack cocaine user or was it just that you did it a few
one
times?
Time, yeah.
or something?
Well, I sold it.
Mm.
Oh damn!
So you've seen the effects on people.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take people to normally lose everything?
Yeah. How long does it take to get like addicted? What was the quickest you saw someone just get like hooked on crack?
Oh, like a day.
Wow. Damn. I had when I was in college, my neighbor was like a total functional crackhead. Like he literally ran like an auto parts warehouse. He was like the manager, ran the whole thing, and then like he would
literally no other employees, just him.
No, not literally. Sorry, not literally. But he was literally the manager.
Those are way more common than you think.
And then he came and he would come home, and then on the weekends, like his place was like, it was just insane because all these like just literal crackheads who were not doing well would come. So his place would turn into this like crack den on the weekends. Jeez. Like I remember coming out of our place one time, there was just blood everywhere because he had to kick some guy's ass and like threw him down the stairs shit.
Crack deals are never clean sales.
Yeah. He wasn't selling crack though.
He was just doing crack.
Some narrative.
Yeah. You see some crazy stuff along the way, no doubt. I started selling it there like in the early 90s.
You started selling it in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's time to sell it, yeah.
Yeah. But you did it, probably like 91.
Why'd you stop smoking crack?
Why did I stop smoking
Why did you stop smoking crack?
Well, because I'm sober.
Oh, okay.
But I stopped smoking crack before that, though. I actually stopped smoking crack the first time I went to rehab.
Oh, okay. Did you go to rehab?
Like all drugs.
Did you go to rehab for crack? What's so funny?
Not really. I went there for alcohol, actually.
Oh, you went for alcohol and then you just, okay.
I'm sorry. It's just like.
Yeah. But I was doing like drugs and stuff too.
It's so casual. it's just such a wide narrative. It's crazy.
Oh, no. It's not casual. I'm saying this, but this was
formal crack smoking. You got to fucking.
This was like a 20-year process.
Damn.
Yeah, crack is addictive from what I hear.
You know what I mean?
Was it the most addictive thing, substance?
It's pretty addictive, but when you always got it in your pocket, it's like...
That must be tough.
You know, it's just always
there.
That's
a boogie went through with Jack City.
And if,
yeah.
Huh? No, it wasn't nothing like that, but I mean, you know, I mean, we got it on down here, but I mean, it was fun while it lasted, and then you know, once I stopped...
Sounds like nothing but good stories. Nothing but good crack stories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dude, you see some fucked up shit. I've always said,
what kind of stuff have you seen?
Oh, I mean, you see crazy shit. I mean, have you ever been in a crack house?
I haven't.
Yeah, I've actually never had.
Yeah, crack house is wild. So, like,
is it fun at all?
Yeah. So check it out. So you'll be there, and it'll be like whoever's house it is always fucked up. Probably a prostitute.
How does
and then it, be
is,
like,
is a crack house? Is that someone's home? Like, do they live there and then it just like
a crack house? Yeah, it's not like you're thinking. It's not like you're thinking of. That's a trap house you're thinking of.
Yeah.
A crack house is somewhere where people
So
yeah, trap house is like a band. A crack house is somewhere where somebody goes to like smoke it.
What is the owner of the crack house?
You know, they go to smoke it and then
Do you have to give
dealers come by there.
Oh, so you hang out at the crack house and the dealers come and deliver the crack.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And
but why would you have random people?
They smoke.
Like, why would you have random people smoke crack?
I feel like this crack community is like...
Because you're a fucking crackhead.
I think they all bond over their shared love of crack. Yeah.
You smoke weed?
Yeah, but it's weird. Check it out. So you have like prostitutes there and like other like dopers, but then you have like plumbers and like electricians and shit like stopping.
Yeah, like I was talking
and,
about, like people who are professionals who are also just crackheads.
Professional crackheads,
and they're just popping into.
Oh yeah, I used to say
it's like a bar. It's like a crack bar.
I've sold crack. It's like to lawyers. I've sold crack. Yeah, I've sold crack to lawyers, doctors, police officers, nurses.
I know doctors. Firefighters.
Yeah, crack? I guess everybody.
Yeah, I never fucked around with that.
I guess everybody just does crack.
But like, how do you like? Oh man,
you know who doesn't?
Nah,
robots that are
going to
replace us. No crack. AI does not need crack.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, crack's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug. James said it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Right. Yeah, it turns people out, man. Nothing more dangerous than a female drug addict. That's the most dangerous thing on the planet.
I believe it. Yep.
Why? Because they become prostitutes.
Nah, she'll rob you.
Because think about it, man. They can do whatever and shit because the pussy controls everything.
Talk about it.
Yeah, but eventually it gets so run down that it doesn't control anything.
Pussy will always run this
But nah, you'd be surprised at the people that don't. Think about it, man. Right. You got a house full of crackheads. You think they care?
That's a good point.
Facts.
Yeah, it's a great point.
All right. Well, but,
I wouldn't do crack if I was.
Don't do crack. Never, man. It's not. Nothing good comes out of it. Stick to the, weed.
I gotta scratch that off the calendar.
Yeah. Fuck. I was supposed to do crack next week too.
Yeah. All right. What were you calling it about?
Yeah. X that out. I was calling about the washing from the waist down.
Right. The shower washing.
All of these guys sound
like the same person.
No, they're all different.
So you wash from the waist down, my guy?
No, I wash from the waist down. Always wash my feet.
In between the toes?
In between my toes, like that one.
Because your legs get dirty, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, my legs.
You gotta wash your legs.
Well, yeah, right.
Even if it's a little hand scrub.
Like when you wash your car. When you wash your car, you wash it from the top down. Yeah, and then all the dirt goes to the bottom. You still wash the bottom of the car.
Yeah, but if you have the source of water that's for so long, there's so much soap going over it. I'm telling you, you think my fucking ankles are a different color?
So let's do this. How about for the next week, I bathe like you,
yeah,
and then you bathe like me, like wash your legs and just see the difference.
And you like every
and wash in between your toes.
You're gonna violate those rules.
You wash in between your Danny.
Yeah,
Danny, you wash in between your toes, man, my man. You're gonna do it all the time.
I don't even have smelly feet.
I'm
40 years old. I've never washed in between my toes.
You become nose blind to your own odors, bro.
But my girl is insane about smells. Mm-hmm. Like she's like the.
Does she wash her whole body?
Probably. Yeah, she's a chick though. It's different rules for chicks.
That's true. Yeah.
Probably.
No, she for sure washes.
White women don't bathe. White women bathe the same way too. They don't use washcloth.
They have so many.
Oh yeah, they do. They use loofahs.
Okay. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
It's just I just don't understand how you're.
White girls.
Like your raw hand in between your butthole is what's bothering me, bro.
Because it's gay.
No, it's just that.
Yeah, that's a little extreme as well.
It's really extreme to just put like take. Soap,
yeah,
and then your asshole can't be clean that way, bro.
Oh, it's clean as a whistle.
We got to know one thing, Danny. Is it ass to mouth?
Ass to mouth? No, I don't. I start from the top.
I start from the top.
So you've never wiped your, you've never cleaned your asshole, and then by accident touch your face with your hand.
Like at some point in like
during the shower.
No. I started with the face, and then because I get the face right away, and then
you're, no way. At least one time.
I mean, maybe one time
double dip,
but it's clean at that point.
No, it's not, bro.
I'm telling you, man. You can get the CSI lab in there with the black lights. Nothing coming up.
It looks gross out of the back. Clean black light. If I'm being very honest,
but there's so much soap involved.
Just try a washcloth, bro, and just see what it does for you.
You know what? I did. I was in Denver this weekend, and funny enough, the hotel had like the little things.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I did use a washcloth.
Did you like pour a glass of wine and like light some candles first?
No. But I was like, you know what? Let's see what all this washcloth business is all about.
Uh-huh.
And then.
Just wasn't what it was. It didn't hit how
I just
the,
was like. I
but
don't
the,
know.
But to Danny's point, right? Like, okay, so if you use a washcloth on your asshole and then you like use it on a different part of your body, are you not commuting that whatever the?
That's
the
why you germs? Have two washcloths.
But there's no way I can go from zero.
First of all, you. That's why you wash in. Listen, you wash the upper body first, your legs, and then you finish off with the balls. You finish off the balls, asshole, and underarms.
And then second one is just the face.
Just the face.
How do you keep track?
It's very simple. Different colors.
Oh, okay.
It's called a routine.
It's called a... Talk about it. Yo, I like this guy, bro. Teach him the fucking ways, bro. What the fuck, bro? Your hand cannot be in your asshole raw and it be clean. It's impossible.
That's not true. There's so much soap in there.
No,
soap
it's
breaks
not,
down the-
bro. It's not. Oh,
man,
my
we need,
God,
we need,
bro.
Like, one of these, like, investigative journalists to and now we took the samples to the lab, and let's see what the lab says.
Let me ask you both this, then. Bidet, no bidet?
No, it's gay. Can't do
it. What? I mean, I've used one before. No.
That's the way. No. You're worried about.
I like. I was in.
It's called wipes. Just use. You're use walking wet wipes. Around. I'm not spreading my asshole.
See,
I'm not sprouting something in my asshole.
You guys are like all over the place.
You guys shit rivers though.
No, that's. Have you been to India?
No, no, but I have Indian friends. You guys shit in rivers.
In what river?
Like you guys,
I've never seen an Indian.
You
never
guys shit in
river.
Rivers, bro. That's common knowledge. That's,
bro, I got
another one, Danny. Right, Danny, how about that guy that called and said about the, you know, it's just the worst times that we've seen economically.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I graduated high school right when they kicked off the first Iraq War. So I've seen all that. I'd say 2008, like the one guy said, is definitely was the worst.
2008 was like it was like wouldn't be crazy for you to know someone who like lost their house.
Yeah, niggas was poor back then for real.
Here's, how bad 2008 was. After 40 something white dudes, they gave the presidency to a black guy. Like, all right, here you go, have this bomb. Sit on that.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it was 2008 was bad. But other than that, guys, man,
I feel like that's your racism talking.
Thanks, man. Don't smoke crack, guys. Don't smoke crack. It's you don't want to.
I can't believe that. That was insane.
The what?
All of it.
All the crack stuff.
Just how he was.
I have
just
a bunch of
so casual.
I have a lot of characters who watch the show, and I appreciate you all. And don't forget that the bathhouse is moving next week to Tuesdays at 9 p.m. What time is it? 11:55. We should probably wrap this up shortly. You guys have any plugs? Oh, you know what? Someone's calling. Forget your plugs.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll get to them. Don't worry. Hello. Indeed. Hello. You're on the bathhouse.
What up, dog?
Yo.
Definitely not black.
I didn't plan on calling back, but I just wanted to remind the guests. First of all, good job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
For both of the guests, they both are seem like highly intelligent gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
For everyone.
Did you not? And I realize I'm probably going to get the brunt of this in about a second and a half. But like, do they know you could fucking hang up on these people?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I told him. I mean, he's been on the show before.
Yeah, I'm being very polite tonight.
I was just curious about the crack.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm not going to lie. The crack story wrote me in, but yes, we do know that. Ask for it. Hey.
You did ask for it.
You asked for it, right? All right. We're going to keep the show. No, we got. They haven't kicked us out yet. Is the show still going on in there, Johnny? Don't worry about it. Whatever. They'll come kick us out. All right, we got another call here. I feel like the chair that I'm sitting on is for sure going to break at some point, which will be humiliating. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the bathhouse.
How's it going? I'd like to try some crack.
We don't have any. We don't have any, unfortunately. But
This is the crack hotline?
This is not the crack hotline. Is this Pablo?
What do you have?
Nothing. Pablo, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Daddy?
I'm good. Getting laid yet?
Nope.
What? No, of course not.
Have you talked to a woman?
Nope. What kind of question is it? Why would I
What do you
talk
mean, what kind
you?
Of question is this? You've called in. This is like episode 57. I'm pretty sure you called in on
I'm
the fucking
asking
second
about crack.
Episode.
I'm so looking for crack.
It's not. You don't call into an actual show and looking for cracks.
No,
right? You go to the heights. You go somewhere like real dangerous.
He lives in Central California. I'm sure there's tons
there's
of crack,
crack
everywhere.
All over the place, bro. What are you doing?
Don't throw your life away. You got your life ahead of you.
Crack leads to sucking dick. I keep trying to tell people that, bro. They don't believe me.
Does it lead to getting your dick sucked?
No.
What if you have the crack though?
If you have the crack, you can get your dick sucked.
So then we should actually get some crack.
If you have any drug, you can get your dick sucked.
There you go. Let's get this guy some crack.
Does Tylenol count?
No.
Terrible.
All right, Pablo. Well, I can't help you. I can't help you with the crack, and I can't help you with getting laid either. Apparently. Oof. So, are you back?
Great talk. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye. Pablo can't get his fucking dick wet for life. He's literally been calling in for a year.
That's
still
amazing.
A virgin.
No, he's not. I don't think he's a virgin. He might be a virgin. I don't know. But we're like, dude, just get a prostitute.
He gave me virgin energy.
He might be, dude. He's like trying, man. He's not trying that hard though.
I feel like a virgin.
he's getting in his own way, you know.
In this era, like they have every app. Like,
we don't. But I think it's getting hard,
pussy,
man.
Is at it. No, it's not. Pussy is at its lowest value at this point.
You know what? It depends. Yeah, I guess it depends who you are. But yeah, you can.
They're selling pussy for $7.99 on OnlyFans at this point.
Yeah, but that's not real. We're talking about the real thing here. Okay, let's touche. All right, let's take this call. Here. Hello.
Yeah, but you know what? It depends. Yeah, I guess. It
Rafe.
But yeah, you can.
Yo.
How's it going, man?
Yo.
How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing all right. I'm looking at Rich Voss's website right now.
Yeah, a lot of pro-Israel stuff.
This fool Brad Garrett. This fool's at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in Vegas for a week straight, and tickets are $100 a pop.
That's cool. Vegas for you.
Yeah, Steve.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just how Vegas works.
Interesting.
I don't know. How was your dad's thing? That was this weekend, right?
His father, it was. It was probably the most cool and most saddest day ever. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, that sucks. I guess
I got laid though.
Yeah, you did, you dirty dog. A little sympathy, pussy.
Yes, pussy makes everything better.
Dude, and it was from the cute girl that worked the front desk at the hotel that checked us in.
Really?
She went out the last night. I went out because it was Saturday during the day, the event. It was from like 9:30 a.m. until like 7 o'clock at night.
And she came back to her dinner. Place of work.
I went to have dinner, and then I went out with my dad's boss because he wanted to go out and get drunk, and I was like, I'm down. And then she walked into the bar that we were hanging out at, and she like ran up to me and was like, hey.
Oh yeah.
And like we just instantly started talking. She had a buzz cut. She looked like fucking what's her name from the SEAL movie,
G.I. Jane.
Yeah, she looked like fucking G.I.D.
She had her head buzzed. Was she hot? Dude,
it was maybe like an inch up, and she was like covered in like, you know, shitty Americana tattoos.
Oh, okay.
Trashy,
about as awesome as you can get.
She was what, like Sigourney Weaver in that one reboot of Alien.
Like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah,
talking about the Native Americans or some shit.
All right,
it wasn't that short. It was a little bit longer. But
not grabbable. Nothing you can grab though.
You had the Palmer head when you was fucking.
Oh, I could grab a little bit. I was grabbing a little bit.
Okay,
yeah, nice. Condom? Nice. No condom.
Yeah. No condom, dude.
Dirty dog.
Yeah. Nah. Who uses condoms?
What are we doing, dude?
Yeah. What are we doing? Finishing her.
Yeah, I was down in Texas too. So if she got pregnant, she's rolling the dice.
Oh. Wait, you busted inside her? The chick who works at the
home? She said she was on the pill, dude. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. You're fire. Fine, man. Yeah. Good job.
Nice.
No
nice.
Hesitation.
Well, that's a nice little cherry on top of an otherwise shitty day. So
Cream pie and a random woman is.
The woman, top-notch. Checked in.
Only thing better is cream pie and the wife. So yeah, cream pie is somebody's wife.
Yeah. Did you say fire. Someone else's wife?
Yeah, it's fire. You never done that before? It's fire.
Have I ever cream pied someone else's wife?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
It's fire.
Andre, stop fucking talking about this degenerate shit you're doing, dude. That is gross.
What are you doing this regularly?
No. As back in the day, I've grown up.
Okay.
No, I'm better.
How does that happen? Okay. Someone approaches you and say, "Hey,
no, fuck like my wife? No. You know, women are unhappy in their marriages.
Oh, and you were just having an extramarital affair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's how
you're cream pieing them, huh?
Yeah. Nice.
Damn.
Yeah, she was on the pill. Okay. No, IUD. IUD.
IUD.
It's fine. Okay. I'm sorry for being a bad. I'm a better person.
Yeah,
that's fine, but not having two washcloths, Cardinals.
I never said two washcloths in the Cardinals. I don't judge the washcloths.
Everybody has a different moral compass, bro.
I'm don't interested you fucking judge me. In the racial differences in body washing. I'm coming at this from a scientific perspective.
It just doesn't make sense that you don't think your legs get dirty.
I'm telling you, a lot of whites disagree with you.
Yeah, and a lot of whites smell a certain way because of it.
That's true. That could be possible. And maybe I have the stinky legs and I just don't know it.
Yeah, you don't realize
I think it's the feet. It's never the shins. The shins aren't the issue.
Yeah.
You don't really know that.
Rafe, do you wash your legs?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. No, I'm a scrubber. I get down there and scrub.
Smart man.
Maybe I got to start.
Bro, it's going to change your life.
It's not going to change my life, though. It's going to change nothing.
You're going to sleep a lot.
I also do a lot of grounding. Like, I'm barefoot, like, a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so, if you're barefoot a lot and your feet are getting dirty. Like, if my feet are ever noticeable.
Do you wash your foot bottoms?
I'm sandals.
My foot bottoms?
Yes.
The soles of your feet.
Only if I'm like, I was walking around barefoot.
So you don't wash them every night?
My feet bottoms?
Yes.
Fuck no. I mean, I guess if I'm like in the shower, I'm just in the shower. They're getting.
He's walking on water. It's clean. Yep.
I've been trying to tell him. Go back to the bees and be like, yo, everything we said was confirmed. It was all true.
I don't know. I'm curious how that became cultural for black people, though. To
washing your foot bottoms?
No, the washcloths. Because it seems like almost...
It's got to be related to... It's. I feel like it's got to be related to slavery, but I just don't know.
But, like, I've asked non-slave, like like, you know, like Caribbean black people or whatever, or, like, Africans who had nothing to do with...
Actually, yeah. What do you mean?
Or like, whatever.
Everybody who's black has been a slave. If you've been dropped to a Caribbean, now they just dropped us off first.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
It's honestly a curiosity in mind. That's all.
It's got to be rooted because it doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Tom Segura said it was like for poor people.
Yeah, he said it for poor people. That's actually how we started talking about it. It was because of the Tom Segura.
Tom Segura said that.
Tom's actually a dickhead. I've met him. I worked at an event he was doing. He was actually a dick.
I believe it. I believe it. I mean, I don't want to ruin my career yet because nobody knows me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's not a dick until I meet him. If he is a dick, I'm just going to beat him the fuck up. But like,
well, I mean, he knows that you use a washcloth.
So yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. Don't tell him you use two.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't even get around it. Yeah.
I tried looking it up. The internet's very divided on the origin of washcloths.
In blacks, yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing too. I don't know where we came from either.
Yeah, fuck. I'd love to know.
I'd love to figure out both.
I wanted to reiterate what Slav said. That show you did with Berg, Andre, was very fun.
Oh, thank you, bro. DM Berg and tell him to bring it back.
Yeah, you guys got to bring that shit back.
Yeah, we got to bring that shit back.
Yeah, I think here in the summer when it's running fucking cold. Summertime, is it still cold in New York City or what?
It's all right. The Jews haven't made a decision on what they want to do yet. So, yes. It's still very cold.
Yeah. All right, Rafe. I'm going to let you go. We're going to take one last call here.
All right, peace, guys.
Later, Rafe. Oh. And I fucking hung up accidentally. That's how it goes. You know, sometimes you fuck up. Yeah. Well, someone will call back while we're doing plugs. Guys, give your plugs. Where can people find you? Thank you again for coming on the show.
You go first.
Brooklyn Comedy Club every Sunday, 10 p.m. Elite Art Sundays, man. Me and Princess Gohan, we host that shit. It's real fire. And I'm also doing I'm taping my new special. April 21st, 6 p.m., Brooklyn Comedy Club, man. Pull up, bro. It's good to talk. Instagram, Andre2999.
Go follow. Sorry, I'm done.
I love that it's not
$100. Almost 3K is the actual brand. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's great.
Thank you.
What do I have? I run a show in the Bowery at Spicy Moon. It's the next one's April 11th, and the lineup comes out tomorrow. And then I'm all over Ohio and LA in the next 2 months. All those shits can be found at my Instagram. It's just at @RajDoesComedy.
You go. And please do not forget that this is the last Wednesday Bathhouse ever. We'll be back next week, 9 p.m. going forward, and hopefully nobody fucks us over because we had a goddamn unlucky run.
Yeah, Chappelle, drink somewhere else, damn it.
What's that?
Chappelle, drink somewhere else.
It was Chappelle, and then it was... what's his face? Marcelo, and then Shane Gillis. Can do about it. All right, well, we're gonna wrap this up because nobody else is calling. I don't know what's going on, and we got to get out of here anyways. So this has been your show. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Sorry we started late again. I will never do that again, ever. Thank you to the Stand Comedy Club for allowing us here, and thank you to our lovely producer Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. Couldn't do it without him. Thank you very much, everybody. I love you all, and I will see you next week on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Bye-bye.
Fine. My shit heroic, empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenally. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me on some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit, ah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna
turn on my light switch. Yeah, they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch.